Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. As a spiritual regression therapist, spirit releasement therapist, and medium, I help my clients to break free of karmic behaviors and limiting beliefs impacting their lives. This free podcast takes you behind the scenes in sessions with my clients as they experience regression sessions and celestial healings, as they access the wisdom of their sub and superconscious mind and witness the unfolding story of their soul. I hope this podcast provides you with inspiration and insights that can be applied to your life. Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. This week, we are doing a spirit releasement therapy session with Katie. Katie is no stranger to the podcast, and you have heard her on many, many of our previous episodes. In today's session, we will take Katie to get relaxed, and then we will show her again, like all of the other sessions in this season, her spiritual strength, so she understands where her spiritual strength resides in her body and how to encapsulate and call forward the feeling of spiritual sovereignty in any situation that she requires it. We're then going to do a check with her spirit guides and find out if she has any attachments of any kinds, remembering that there are multiple kinds of attachments you can have: emotions and thought forms, earthbound spirits, and devices. There's also one other category known as dark force entities. In this episode today, you will meet a number of earthbound spirits, and each of them have lessons for us in terms of understanding how energy impacts us and how emotions in our life can attract attachments from other entities. There's a particular lesson in this episode for Katie about anger. And those of you who know Katie of 2023 would not imagine her to be a person surrounded by anger. However, previously, Katie was a person who was surrounded by very angry people. And you'll learn the implications of the anger that was in her life as a result of this in terms of attachments. The other concept that you will learn from this session is learning how past lives can impact spirit attachments. So we will meet somebody from one of Katie's past lives who we haven't met before. And also we will actually go into territory that was covered on a previous session of the podcast, the Starseeds season. In this episode, you will meet a galactic member of Katie's eternal family. And we've actually already broadcast an episode on the podcast which goes into Katie actually going back to that planet via her eternal mindstream and meeting the family members, which was the result of this session. So this session that you're hearing today was actually recorded on the 18th of July 2022, and she subsequently had another session after this, quite a little bit after this actually, which then took her to meet these other family members. So if you are a regular listener to the podcast, you will actually be able to go back to the Starseed season and find the episode in the Starseed season that is relating to Katie's session. Which was actually season 4, episode 10. It was the very last episode in the Starseeds season. So I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank you for listening, as always, to the podcast. And I hope that if you feel any inclination or any knowing after hearing this recording, that you examine your boundaries, your emotions, and the way you conduct yourself in your life. If you feel like you have emotions, thoughts, and residues that are holding you back that are not you or potentially could not be you, or you have excess emotions that you wish to be relieved of, that you need to process through, then I highly recommend you come to my website at katish.com and read the pages about spirit releasement therapy and make yourself some bookings on my website. So thank you once again for listening to the Infinite Life podcast. Take care, and I hope to speak to you soon via social media. Please leave me a comment. Thank you. Namaste. First impression, Katie, in this moment of spiritual strength, are you inside or outside?
Out.
Okay. And whereabouts are you?
In the garden.
In the garden. Okay, beautiful. And what are you doing?
I'm connecting with the sky and the trees and the birds. I feel just feeling the connection and the love and the
love and the bliss. Beautiful. So you would say that it's more of a feeling of peace at this time, as your spiritual strength is peace?
Yeah, peace.
Beautiful.
I was just going to say, just a deep knowing of being connected.
Okay, beautiful. And if I could imagine that this knowing and this feeling had a colour, what colour would it be?
Blue.
Blue, beautiful. And I want you to scan your body and show me where your spiritual strength of peace and connectedness lives in your body.
In my heart, in my chest area.
Beautiful, in your heart. Okay. So what I want you to do is really embed both the colour and the location right now. So I want you to feel that feeling of peace and deep knowing of being connected with the colour blue in the location of your heart. And lock that feeling in and that colour in. So anytime you need to in the future, Katie, feel peace and connection and feel your spiritual strength, I want you to just imagine the colour blue and visualize it in your heart. So anytime you need it, you can access it immediately. And now we're going to look at issues related to your spiritual strength, sovereignty, and authority over your body, mind, and spirit. And this feeling and this color will have your back. So right now, I am going to invite some very special guests today. There are some archangels and spirit guides here today. And I'd like the spirit guide slash angel slash archangel, who is going to be your main assistant today, to step forward and make themselves known, please, by name. So, Katie, let me know who's stepping forward.
Archangel Michael.
That's what I thought. Hello, Michael. Lovely to see you again. Thank you for being here for Katie. Now, Archangel Michael, I would like, please, for you to hold space for Katie today as we do a body scan. And Katie, what we're going to do is we're going to start from your feet, going up to your head. And what we're going to do is look for anything that feels uncomfortable in your body. So it's like a twitch or a twinge or something that doesn't belong there, a bit of fuzziness, tingliness, or maybe a heat. A colour, you might see a shape, anything like that, a sound, a voice, a sensation, or an emotion. So as you're scanning, I want you to let me know what you feel and hear.
All the way through this, I felt twitching going on in my right thigh.
But right thigh?
Unusual, yeah.
Okay. And if that...
real?
Sorry?
Yeah. No, carry on.
No, do you tell me what else you suppose?
I was going to move on to something else, my hands. I was going to move on to it.
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to, you can list them out now and then we can go through them systematically.
No, we'll go back to The right side.
Okay, right side. So, Katie, with your right side, if it could say a word, what would it say? Or a sentence. If you could imagine your right side could talk.
Rest.
Okay. Now, my dear friend Michael, if you could please bring forward the being, the spiritual being that is associated with this twitch in the right side, make their presence known. And Katie, because you're the direct communication, are you happy to be the translator for us today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Michael. Hello, dear spirit friend. My name is Katish, and you are in Katie Carey's right thigh. Now, I'm benevolent, as is Katie, and we are here to have a chat with you today, to say hello and to hear your story. I am, you can have a look in my eyes and see that I come in peace. I am wanting to know, my dear, what is your name?
Angela.
Angela?
Well,
hi, Angela. How old are you?
19.
19. And darling, are you okay? Are you feeling a bit lost and afraid or scared, or how are you feeling today?
Not sure.
You're not sure?
No, don't know where I am.
Okay, you don't know where you are? And do you know what year it is for you today?
1833.
Okay, darling. And do you have a memory, your last memory before you got confused, where you got before you got lost?
Water.
Water, okay.
Yeah, I'm walking into the water.
Okay.
The ocean.
Okay. Okay. And did you struggle and lose your footing and get a bit caught?
I don't know what happened. I don't know.
All right, darling. I'm here to tell you that something happened to you in that water and your human body stopped functioning properly. So what that means is that you died, I'm afraid. To let you know, and usually what happens is that you go up with an angel to heaven, but for some unknown reason you got a bit of a fright and you've been lost for quite a while. So I'm here to help you. Why do I want to help you, or why did you die?
No, why didn't I go? Why am I here?
I'm not sure. That's what I was about to ask you. Somehow you met this beautiful lady, Katie Carey, or you may have met her in a different, when she was in a different body, because today is 2022. What would be interesting to find out is when you found either Katie or the person that Katie used to be in a different lifetime. Do you remember?
She was coming up out of the water. She was going under and I was trying to save her.
Okay. And you were you a man or a lady at the time, Katie?
Katie was a little girl. Katie was in a swimming pool and she was drowning. And I was there. I think I was trying to save her. Is that why I'm there?
I guess so. It's your memory. You can fast forward and rewind your memory.
Yeah, before that. Okay. My mom.
Your mum, when it was 1833.
Yeah, she was my mum. When I, me, Angela, Katie used to be my mum in 1833. But now she's a little girl.
Okay.
And I say good her. Because she's going into the water.
Okay.
I haven't seen her for a long time, but I know this is my mum.
Okay. So obviously, mum couldn't save you. And you did drown, is that right? And are you attached to mum?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, this is Katish here. I'm just going to interject for a quick moment because it just got very confusing very quickly. So what happened here is that we are talking to Angela, who in 1833 was Katie Carey's daughter, whatever Katie Carey's name was back then, we don't know. But she then takes us very quickly to the recognition of a different life where Katie Carey was a little girl who is drowning and Angela tries to save her as she's drowning. So it's not clear from this section because I was a little confused myself when we had multiple time stacks appear in one section of a regression, but I'm guessing that the most logical thing is that both the past life personas of Katie Carey and Angela died in the moment where Angela tries to save Katie Carey, and then she becomes attached to Katie Carey through all stacks of time and all incarnations after that. So I hope that clears that up for you.
Okay, darling. Okay.
What's important to know right now is that it's really important for mum and for you that you go to heaven and receive some healing. And you won't lose touch with mum because once you go to heaven, you'll be able to talk to her from the angel side. Does that make sense to you?
Are you sure? Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, I am sure. If you like, the angels can give you a special, kind of like a ticket, a special connection, a special telephone sort of a thing, a special way to send messages to her. And if you want to, you can be a bit of a guide for her, like a fairy godmother.
Okay.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah. That sounds good.
Okay. Would you like to go to heaven on a rainbow bridge, or would you just like to have the angels lift you up?
Can I have the angels, please?
Sure. Okay. I've got a lovely angel coming right down now. Now, you'll just begin to see her feet and like the feathers, and she'll come down and you'll feel all sugary and light and feathery yourself. All you have to do is grab her hand and you're going to feel very light. She's going to just lift you up. So let me know when you've got her hand.
Yes, I've got it.
Okay, darling. All you have to do now is just let her float you up and you'll go higher and feel lighter and lighter and brighter and brighter. And at this point, we will say Godspeed. God loves you. And we will see you on the other side where you're going to be able to send very special messages. Okay? So good luck. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. And Michael, could you please confirm when Angela has officially crossed?
I think she's gone now.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, Katie, back to you now. Let's go back and find the next location that's twitching or itching or something in your body.
My right hand feels really heavy and hot and itchy.
So, hello to the spirit who is in Katie's right hand. My name is Katish, and you're in Katie's right hand, and we know that you're lost or afraid or frightened, not quite sure where you are. Would you like to tell us your name, please? Because we know that you've got a story to tell us, and we're here to help you. What's your name, darling?
Hi, I'm Jim.
Jim. Oh, Jim. Sorry. My apologies. Jim, nice to meet you. Have you been lost, feeling lost recently or worried? Feeling a bit?
Yeah. A bit of a maze here.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going around in a maze.
Yeah. Not very nice. Feeling, not is it? Yeah, so darling,
nah.
Darling, what year is it for you? What's the last year that you remember?
1921.
Okay, darling, and do you remember what the last thing that you were doing before you got confused was?
I was fighting.
You were fighting? Oh, dear. Fighting with...
I was in a fight with a group of men.
Oh, okay. At night time?
And... yeah, it was dark. But it was a planned fight, sports fighting.
Okay.
Like, how we have fun. Thought we enjoyed ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Thing. Yeah, like right. Thing.
Okay.
Team
right.
Sport thing. But how I got here.
Well, something must have gone wrong in the fight, darling. You must have got injured very badly.
Where am I then?
You are living with Katie Carey, who's a friend of mine. Because what happened is that you got hurt so badly in that fight that you died. Do you realise that? Yeah. So what happened is that...
Right.
Why are you with Katie Carey?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so what happens is that today is 2022. And
okay.
When you were in this fight, you got hurt, you died, you must have got a bit of a fright. It was a bit of a shock because you weren't expecting it. And so normally at the time when people die, they go up to heaven with the angels, but you must have missed it, missed your opportunity, or you didn't want to go and you stayed
behind. Because I've been bad.
No, you're not bad. No, it's not about being bad. It's just there's this small window of opportunity where there's either a rainbow bridge or a dove or the angels come and they take you up to heaven. Everybody goes. There's no judgment. Everybody goes. And sometimes we miss it. And we stay with our body, even though our body doesn't work anymore. We just become what's called a spirit. And sometimes we get a little bit afraid and we look for somebody who's really friendly or has a really bright light or a really caring motherly energy. And we go and hang out with them until we can find our way to get back to heaven. Does that sort of...
That's why I like it when... Yeah, I like it when she's singing all the time.
Do you?
Reminds me of home. It reminds me of home. That's why I like it. Music, I like music. I love music.
Where was home?
Where was home? It was here. It was in North Buckinghamshire.
Okay.
So I don't think it's far.
Right.
I don't think I'm far away from it.
Okay. Do you remember meeting Kate?
It all looks different.
I'm sure it does.
Do I meet Kate? Yeah. Yeah. She came here. She came here to this house. And I was already here.
Oh, I see.
But this house wasn't always here. This house was fields before.
Oh, okay.
So I've been walking in the fields for a long time. And it's been like a maze. And then these houses were here and different people came and went. And then this Katie came. I've had some fun with her.
I'm sure you have. What have you enjoyed the most?
Oh, there's been lots of drama in this house. But it's quite peaceful now. I don't know what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Changed. It's very different. I feel like I've changed because this house has changed. I used to like a good fight and a good drama. But
oh, I see.
Don't need that now.
Interesting. What I'm here to do today is to help you go across to heaven. I know you've enjoyed Katie's company, but there are people who are waiting for you on the other side. And by going to heaven, you'll receive healing and you'll get to catch up with loved ones. So how's that sounding for you? Are you ready to go to heaven now?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm done here.
Okay, good. Lovely. Would you like to see a dove, a bridge, or an angel? A bridge, okay. And any last thing that you'd like to say to Katie before you go?
Thank you. Thank you for taking care of me. I've enjoyed it.
That's lovely. All right, then. So, Jim, the bridge is coming now. And all you need to do is take that first step onto the bridge. And then it's going to rise higher. And it's not going to be difficult to walk on. It'll just lift you higher and higher and higher. And you'll begin to feel brighter and brighter. And you can walk all the way up to heaven and it won't take very long. You'll see the angels there when you get there and the fluffy clouds. And you just yell out, cheerio, get to the top, okay? And goodbye. Good luck. Godspeed. We love you. See you on the other side.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Katie.
Okay, Archangel Michael, could you please indicate via Katie when Jim has crossed over completely?
He's gone now.
Okay, lovely. Thank you, Katie. Now, Katie, I know there's another spot in your body that you have noticed a sensation. Where is that?
Yeah, I've got itchy chin. Running. Please. Mm-hmm. I want to feel pain in my back.
Back. Okay.
Maybe the pain in my back first, because that's really pulling down on me.
Okay, all right.
It's like something's hiding behind me.
Okay, yeah, I think that Archangel Michael, can you confirm, is that a device in her back?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. This device belongs to a being, and I would like to invite the being who planted this device to come forward and claim their device now, please. Could you please come forward, galactic being, and make yourself known to me right now? My name is Katish, and you have implanted a device into Katie Carey, whom I'm sure you're under a different name and at a different time. So if you could please let me know, I'm here as a benevolent being, who you are and what colour the light is where you come from.
I'm Venera, and it's orange.
Venera, orange. Okay. Lovely to meet you, Venera. And this device, what was its original purpose, darling?
So that we can take care of her. Know where she is.
Okay. Is that because she had a lifetime with you?
She did.
And did you have a particular relationship with her?
Her
brother. Lovely to meet you. Now.
Lovely to meet you.
Thank you. The location where you have orange light, is that a planet that has a pronounceable name that humans would know? Or we just refer to it as the orange light?
I'll just refer to it as the orange light. I don't want to give too much information.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, now, one of the things that I wanted to alert you today to is that device is now causing pain in Katie's back, which I know is not your intention. And humanity has evolved since you put that device in. And it's really exciting to be able to tell you now that actually you can communicate one-to-one with Katie through light language instead of using that device. So you can have a look into my eyes. You can have a look into my eyes to see my authority on this matter. But what I'm here to do today is to request that you get permission to remove this device so that it feels to Katie as though it never existed, so that we heal and clean the area. And then we will initiate a light language activating. So light language activation, sorry, tongue tied today. And you can speak directly and communicate with Katie and she can bring through her spiritual talents. How does that sound to you?
Wonderful.
Perfect. Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do that. If you need to grab your people who can come and skillfully and carefully remove this device and then heal it afterwards. And then let me know when you're ready to start.
Okay, we're ready to start. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. If you wouldn't mind removing that and very carefully making it as though it never existed. So healing and cleaning and cleansing the area.
Okay, that's, yeah, we need that.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate your kindness and help in that matter. And now, I guess here comes the fun part for you. You can do your light language activation.
Sure.
How are you going, Katie?
Strengths. Strengths and what she likes and crazy night.
All right, we'll just take it in and know that it's not harming you. It's a spiritual transmission. Just let it heal you.
Okay, let's count down now. Just let it through my body.
So, Venra, if you could let me know when that you have completed your light language transmission. And if you have a particular sign or symbol, or how will Katie know when you are beginning to transmit? Will she hear the light language, see the light language? feel it expressed through singing or movement?
I just see it through the flashing lights that we just showed.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and Venra, Katie and I are going to do a session tomorrow where we learn about her galactic lifetime. So are you willing to come again and guide her to learn about her lifetime with you tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, my dear, is there anything else that we need to know? All right, my love, thank you for coming today. We appreciate your assistance and your contact, your love for Katie and your patience. And we wish you a godspeed and safe travels back to your location of orange light. Adieu till tomorrow.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, and then when you know that he has gone, when your brother is gone, if you could refocus onto that itchy chin and let me know, is it still itchy?
No, it's gone.
Are you feeling weighed down by negative energy that doesn't feel like your own? Are you struggling to move forward in life despite your best efforts? Hi, I'm Katish Haberfield, and as a spirit releasement therapist, I can help you release those attachments and reclaim your power. Whether it's a past life connection, a spiritual entity, or an emotional cord, I can help you identify and release those energies that are holding you back. Book with me today and start living the life you deserve. Visit katish.com for more information.